Now, ask any tourist about his impressions of Prague and you will get answers like beautiful architecture, beautiful women, great beer and expensive taxis. City Hall has been fighting a seemingly endless battle to stop taxi drivers from overcharging. But now the dispute between the drivers and the authorities has reached an entirely new level and one man has even ended up in hospital. Dita Asiedu reports.
City Hall regulations are clear. Taxi drivers can charge as much as they like as long as it does not exceed 28 crowns or a little under $1.50 per kilometre. But drivers in the lucrative tourist areas are clearly defying those rules. Many of them charge up to 99 crowns per kilometre, saying the authorities have no right to tell them how to do business. One driver, Zdeněk Ponert, broke regulations 33 times and was fined a total of 90,000 crowns. He eventually lost his license and took to drastic measures to protest, a hunger strike. 11 days after drinking only hot tea with milk and honey, he was rushed to hospital with stomach cramps. But Zdeněk Ponert had no other choice, his colleagues say. Expenses are too high and simply cannot be covered when City Hall regulations are observed. Since no one is listening, only such a serious form of protest attracts attention. Vladimir Kuna is based on Prague's old town square and says, according to his calculations, he should be allowed to charge at least 45 to 50 crowns a kilometre.
The City Hall calculated Ford car Skoda Octavia 1.9. But look, for example, if you have oil to the Skoda Octavia, you use 5 litres. But we have cars when, for example, my car, I need 9 litres. He pays for the oil 1,000 crowns, but I pay twice. And that's not only this. Almost every taxi rank here in Prague has owner, or it's not exactly owner, but
somebody who controls.
Yes, and I go, I don't know, to the airport, for example, but back I must go empty because I have no chance to take people on the airport. And in their calculations, what they sent us, like I said, is, for example, only let you know that the average speed of the taxi on the Prague during the day is more than 50 kilometers, at night more than 90. So they have these dates, and according to these dates they gave us this price.
It is hard to tell who is in the right. The taxi drivers argue that those who do not overcharge are breaking other rules, for example by driving more hours per week than permitted. But few people are showing empathy, including this tourist who has fought one too many battles with overcharging taxi drivers.
The meter was going up so fast that my heads were turning and I asked him. And suddenly he starts like acting like he doesn't speak English. He said, I don't know, just different company, different policy. Well, I said, okay, well, I don't like it. I'm going to get off here. And he said, no. Okay, then how much you pay? I said, okay, I went to the other place, more or less 200. So I'll give you 220, okay? He was like, okay, you good businessman. Yeah, I mean, if I didn't know about that and if I didn't mention anything about this meter, he would have just charged me around like 600 or something, and which wouldn't be such a good experience for tourists. Because when they come here, of course, we spend money, but like, we don't want to get ripped off. That's another story.
City Hall is staying firm. No matter how many more drivers go on hunger strike, it will not change its regulations, it says. Adding that if taxi drivers feel they're in the right, they should take up their case in the Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg. According to Vladimir Kuna, Prague's taxi drivers are so upset that they most likely will.